This weekend, more than 20 poets, some from here and others from around the country, will participate in an Ozark Small Press Poetry Festival at Nightbird Books. As a preview, we invited a few of the poets scheduled to read to our studio to read one of their poems and discuss their love of poetry. Today, Rochester, New York native and now Fayetteville resident C. Violet Eaton explains his relationship with poetry and reads an excerpt from one of his longer works.
I was probably 13 or 14, although I don't think I got very serious about writing sort of series of poems until maybe 15 or 16. When I look back on it, I really think a lot of it had to do with, always feeling the need to do something creative, to create something, to shape it. And growing up, I think I was very much influenced by music, and I really turned to poetry because I was also interested in literature, but really more as a failed musician. It seemed that I was, more talented with words than the fretboard of a guitar, and that's how I kind of ended up expressing my work. Throughout the years, there have been absolutely tons. I'm a huge music compulsive listener and collector. Often I write with music playing, instrumental music, and I can sort of translate that experience of hearing the music into words on the page. I like a lot of world music, jazz music. John Coltrane has always been a huge influence on me. I listened to a lot of Southeast Asian music recently, things like that. It's actually an excerpt from a longer poem that I just finished called Some Habits, and it's about a 50-plus page poem. And this is just really one sort of isolated page. And the poem is actually in epistolary form, which is a fancy way of saying it's in the form of a letter. And I actually did send out a page at a time, this poem, to my friend, who's a poet who lives in North Carolina. So he received it through the mail. So this is just a piece of it. Dear David, when I leave the medicine I have dreamed, when the water gets up out the river, when old Thousand Legs is toothless when he's getting it, when four men block the doorway, when it finally happens, when nobody said something to get up to, when I talk the bottle and whoop in it, when abidum 386, when the sun don't come up the same way, a difference in the quality of day, the chine of the ridge, when each war is a way of purging good light from our journals, when slow is the new loud, when one man is playing the organ, another is stretching and nailing strings across the surface of a cedar box, when the room is uncomplicated mostly, when these tones slip through, and for whom, and when even then they touch light, brief, and cease meaning.
C. Violet Eaton is one of 21 poets scheduled to read this weekend at Nightbird Books on Dixon Street in Fayetteville. He read an excerpt from his poem, Some Habits. The readings are Friday and Saturday night from 7 until 10 each night. You can learn more at burningchair.blogspot.com.
On The Next Living on Earth, what's possible if we could only store renewable energy?
My utopian view here is for every home in suburban America and Canada not to be connected to the grid in any way.
A new way to make that dream come true. I'm Steve Curwood, and that's next time on Living on Earth from PRI, Public Radio International.
Living on Earth, Sunday evening at 5 on KUAF 91.3 FM.